We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Oh my gosh, what am I talking about? Almost skipped over you, Mike Mayo. I apologize. Time for our movie checkup of what's coming into the theaters this weekend. And our movie guy, Mike Mayo from Mike-Mayo.com, is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, John. Are you out and about today, or are you staying at home?
No, you know, month of August, people just didn't seem to want to play ball with me on Read on the Road. So I'm starting up again in September. So we're just, this is the boring studio today. But you're going to liven it up for us.
I am indeed. We've got a bunch of new movies showing up, but let me talk just about four of them real quickly.
Okay.
And my favorite of the bunch, and let me admit, this is purely personal prejudice here, is Blinded by the Light. This is a sort of musical growing up a movie based on the music of Bruce Springsteen. And I am a Springsteen fan. The guy who wrote the book that this movie is about is a very successful executive in England. And if I had, like him, the time and the money to spend my life this way, I would, like as he does, follow Bruce Springsteen around all over the place. I would be a super fan. I would be going to every concert I could get a ticket for. But alas, I don't have that much time and money.
Okay.
This is about how Springsteen's music changed his life when he was a teenager in the 1980s in London. He was a Pakistani extraction living in England, having all kinds of problems, and Springsteen's music just really spoke to him. Mm-hmm. And this kind of tries to recreate that. It is a feel-good movie in the best sense of the term. I guess if you don't like Springsteen's music, especially the early Born to Run, Thunder Road, those kinds of songs, if you don't like them, you probably won't get into it. But if you do, you probably already have a ticket for this, and I think you will enjoy it as much as I did.
Well, that's a great,
really a lot of fun.
A great reminder for artists that you can inspire people to change their lives in a positive way. And I think we're going to find out that a lot of modern artists inspire people to change their lives in a negative way. But that's a whole nother commentary. So
that is another commentary,
yes.
And I think you did say a very good point.
What do you got? 47 Meters Down. I saw this ad. This looked kind of scary. Was this any good?
Yeah. Remember we had the first one, 47 Meters Down, was about these two girls who do a cage dive thing, with tanks, and the winch breaks on the boat, and so their cage falls to the bottom of the ocean, and they are surrounded by hungry sharks. How do they get out of this? Well, now that was two girls. Now we got four girls. They're not in a cage. They are down in an underwater city off the coast of Mexico, and they're where they are trapped and surrounded by sharks. Again, lots of sharks. And these are CGI sharks, so they look real scary.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those movies that you kind of yell at the screen at. You really
swim!
Get into
swim,
it.
You idiot!
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's right there behind you.
And I enjoyed it on that level. Don't expect anything more from it. The first one was kind of a surprise hit. Nobody really expected it to do as well as it did, because I thought it was exceptionally well made. This one, like I say, is goofier, but if you're in the mood for that kind of thing, and we all are every now and again, take a look at this one. Personally, I would wait for it to come out on DVD and pay-per-view, but that's me.
Is it a real underground underwater city? You know, they got those little tourist locations where you can
this is all, you know, done in the studio and everything.
I see. All right. And then Good Boys. I haven't heard about this one. This is supposedly a comedy.
Yeah, and this is from the Seth Rogen outfit, and
gotcha.
It's essentially kind of the his version of Superbad done, but for preteens. We got a bunch of sixth graders, three sixth graders who are best buds, and these are really nice kids. that, you know, and they get into raunchy situations, but they are invited to their first kissing party, and so they know they have got to learn how to kiss, and they set off to discover that before the party, and that leads them into all sorts of nutty adventures that are very, very R-rated, but they are such sweet kids and so oblivious to it that it's, this is not offensive, really. And they're very good. It's not for everybody because it's so raunchy. And if you know Seth Rogen's material, you know that it has that kind of weird combination of sweetness and sexiness, and he makes it work, and the cast is very, very good in this. I think this is going to do pretty well, but it's one of those I think really will find its biggest audience later when it comes out. Again, I recommend it more for kind of staying home and watching it than for going out for a big evening's entertainment. And finally, for the kids, we got Angry Birds 2. And I don't understand why there was even an Angry Birds 1. I never...
It's a big endorsement of part 2, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, you know, it's... I had to have the... I never played the game on my phone or whatever, so I had to have a whole premise explained to me. Actually, my nephew explained it to me because he was a great Angry Birds player. And so this one, we've got the Island of the Birds and the Island of the Pigs, and now there's an Island of the Eagles who are threatening them with ice after they have made peace. And it's very bright, very colorful. Kids who understand all this are the target audience. For me, this is not the sort of animation I like. I am much more of these kind of Zootopia, Incredibles kind of animation.
Me too. Yeah.
Or Coco, something like that. This is just kind of a little bit past me.
All right, well, stuff for everybody. Mike Mayo, our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
Take care.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.